Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio, this interview powered by Hy-Vee. Have Jay Pike, head coach of the boys wrestling team, finally on. We had got kind of mixed up in the whole dome thing, which was crazy and fun and exciting. You jumped straight from the Unidome into wrestling. Now here we are talking over winter break. First of all, what have these past couple of months been like with that transition, not only for you, but for the kids in particular, and especially with the young team coming in? I'm guessing there's been some growing pains, but also a lot of excitement.
Yeah, you know, that's the kind of thing you want. You want those kids to be multi-sport athletes, and we push that big time, and you know, and that's a challenge we have to we get to work through. I mean, a problem would be, you know, not having the kids out, but we have kids that are doing both, and the challenge was working through those different schedules and kids coming in late, but it was great. I love the competitor in these kids that they want to do those things, and yeah, it was a little bit of a challenge, but we worked through it and got guys where they needed to as soon as they got back and joined the wrestling program.
And this is all coming off of the greatest senior class maybe in program history graduating a year ago in terms of number of state qualifiers and what they did, not just in one year, but over the course of 4 years, really to build this program into something where people recognize Pella boys wrestling a little bit more. But that also meant you had a lot of new faces, a lot of young guys, whether they're freshmen or those who were JV last year that are coming in. How has that transition gone now, really almost halfway through the season, knowing that guys had some pretty big shoes to fill?
I mean, that's the joys of coaching high schoolers. You know, every time it's something new, and obviously we did lose a pretty prominent class and of some great kids, and but that's all part of it. I think there's kids that are still trying to figure out how to take that leadership role over, and we're trying to develop that within the walls of our room. And you know, some kids are learning that you don't have to be a junior or senior, you can step up as a freshman or sophomore, and just leading by example. The ability level that those kids put the room at really increased where we started this year at, and that was fun to see. And I think it's something that feeds on to the new kids that are coming in, whether that's new first year guys in the upperclassmen or other freshmen. So our competition in the room is just still high, and we're still pushing each other, and some growing pains, but that's all part of it.
Here, Jay Pike, head coach of the Pella boys wrestling team, this interview powered by Hy-Vee. And in terms of the other part of the challenge, and it's the fun part, but you've recently, in the last couple of years, increased the schedule, right? You started wrestling even more Des Moines schools. The Bill Van Horn this year was expanded to much success. You had a lot of great wrestlers coming in here. But at that same time, when you've got younger, inexperienced wrestlers, they're having to learn pretty quickly. That learning curve kind of goes steeper. How have you seen guys adapt to that, knowing that over the last couple of years, because of the talent and the program growing, you are accepting bigger challenges, and hopefully that'll pay dividends when you come up in the postseason?
Yeah, I mean, that's just the norm now. Pella is a 3A wrestling team, and that's the biggest class in Iowa, so we have to compete against those big schools. And it's the reality of where we are. And if you want to be the best, you have to be the best and compete against those schools. I mean, it's one thing to wrestle schools around us and have really good win-loss records, but if you don't learn anything from those wins, then what's the point of doing them? And our guys are getting some challenging matches, and we're winning some, we're losing some, and just overall just getting great experience. And that's what's going to pay dividends towards the end of the year when it comes time for districts, and seeing where we stand against some of those better, some of the top schools in our conference or the top schools in the state. So what does that look like, and how do we get our team to that level?
I had a chance to talk to a handful of your seniors just before we got to break, and one in particular, Logan Bruxford, who has dealt with injuries. He's in his fourth year now on the program. Hunter Smith had to really battle his first couple years just in the weight class with all the talent that was there to try and fight and claw. Those two in particular seem like they're kind of your leaders, and there's a few other seniors I know that help them with that. But how have those two helped you steer the ship, knowing that there are a lot of young guys in the room, but those guys both have a lot of adversity to get to the point where they are now on the cusp of potential state qualifying?
Yeah, absolutely. They're working hard, having a great season. And yeah, I mean, they're working hard and getting after it, and just figuring out what that next level looks like for them. And that's definitely something you got to have in the room. And it's good for kids to see what high level wrestling looks like. And you know, the thing I love about Hunter is he's a fighter. And he's going to go out there and work hard against whoever he goes out there and competes against. And Logan's the same way. He's just strong and hard-headed, and he's going to do whatever it takes to try to finish on top. So it's great for our freshmen to see that kind of work ethic. So
here, Jay Pike, head coach of the Pella Boys wrestling team, is interviewed powered by Hy-Vee as we talk and check in the midseason. What's been fun to see in the results, too, though, are those names starting to really improve quickly. I know you've got two Ritzerts on the roster this year, one of which has chosen wrestling over basketball, too, which I know was a big decision for him to make. You also have a mix of some younger guys mixing with some veterans like Rex Ramey, who I know had a really great district meet and finished last year coming off a fantastic football season. We can keep naming names, but while we talk about all this youth, the fun part is that there's a lot of potential in that room, and I'm guessing as you go into the new year, that's got to be the exciting piece.
Yeah, I mean, and once we get guys down to the right weight classes, you know, that was one of the challenges with kids starting late. They didn't have the opportunity to get down where they needed to before the season started, and you know, they found out the hard way that we needed to get to the weight class that helped us be successful. And you know, once that's going to happen, I think you're going to see more success from some of our younger guys, and our older guys too, competing at a weight class that suits them a little bit better. And yeah, it's just one of those things. It's sometimes better for them to learn things the hard way, the way they want to do it, you know, which it's fine. It is what it is. And but once they get to that knowledge of like, hey, this is where I need to be, and they come up with that decision on their own, then we fully support that, you know. And I think they're going to see that payoff as the second half of the year comes to a startup, and you know, as we head in towards the postseason. So.
Well, you've got some tough duels coming up, no doubt. I know Indianola is looming pretty quickly out of the break, and a few others. At the same time, while your win-loss record probably overall isn't as great as it has been the last couple years, you've been close in a lot of those dual meets, especially considering injuries, weight class challenges, football guys, all the above. How excited are you to get back to dual meets again, too, knowing that obviously long-term goal is to get guys to state maybe in the traditional tournament, but to really sharpen iron with some of these conference teams you have coming up, knowing now you're a lot closer to 100%?
Yeah, I think the great thing about duels is everyone's guaranteed matches, you know, and like we start off the gate with Norwalk, Davis County, and Centerville. I mean, there's three teams that, you know, we're going to compete against and be able to get some valuable mat time, which I think is crucial for a lot of our kids. Just the more they go out there and they wrestle against other competition, they start to learn things and figure things out, and then we can take that film and break it down and say, hey, this is what happened, you know. And just approaching everything with that learning opportunity mentality. What goes on in our practice room, you know, we had probably arguably one of our toughest practices of the season today, you know, but what goes on in that room is the same thing that goes on in the gym on competition days. It's just another opportunity to learn and to get better. It's just practicing in front of people. That's all it is. So our guys have kind of bought into that. They have they just work hard and they're aggressive and see what happens. So it's kind of fun to see.
Well, and on the last note, with some of those big meets coming up, those duels, and a few more tournaments here in January, the postseason's right around the corner. And I know the format's tweaked a little bit with the dual tournament and all the above, but still, obviously, a very involved time. It kind of goes quickly at the school just overall with everything going on. What's the message to the team now that you've been through this a couple years, too, about embracing the moments that are in front of them and getting themselves ready, knowing that while the postseason seems a little far away still because we're on holiday break, we're only about 3 weeks away from you really having to start thinking about, oh, hey, this is where we need to be in the district and conference.
Yeah, I mean, our big thing that we've been talking about is just what are your goals and are you reevaluating them? You know, I think goal setting's huge, and some of our kids may not have set a very lofty goal, but we've just said, you know, goals are not set in stone. I mean, it's something that should be evaluated and changed on a weekly, bi-weekly basis. And if you've realized that your goal was not set high enough, then how do we evaluate that to push ourselves a little bit further? And you know, it's just one of those things where if you see what that is in front of you and how you need to get there, I think that really pays off the more you look at it. And so our goals are visible on our wall, and kids get to see exactly, you know, what they're thinking about, what they want to do. And that's something we bring up quite a bit. Like, are you working as hard as your goals need you to? I mean, what what do you set for yourself and how you're working right now? Is that reflective of what you want to accomplish? So that, you know, as much as we'd love to win big duels, it's more about right now we're trying to develop kids to be the best they can be. And hopefully that pays off come February.
Well, we'll get a chance to check in, I know, between now and then. That's Jay Pike, head coach of the Pella Boys Wrestling Team. This interview powered by Hy-Vee as we check in about halfway through the season. Appreciate your time. Glad we could finally connect. Obviously looking forward to a couple of your home meets coming up. And all the best to you as you get ready for the postseason.
Awesome. Thank you.